Patient's last name is K A W A G U C H I. First name is Sharon, S H A R O N. Date of visit is October 6, 2023. Date of birth is October 10, 1953. Next paragraph of referring physician is Dr. M A R J A N. Last name is N A R A G H I. MD. Next paragraph, dear Dr. N A R A G H I. I have the pleasure to see Sharon today for initial evaluation for vertigo. With vertigo, and this is where she complained vertigo, and this is where his representative administration is a 69-year-old female found with she complained vertigo for Stubba. Our patient tells me that first half of vertigo was in 2019 for Stubba. She's been seeing Dr. Timothy Scott, a comma, who's an ear, nose, and throat doctor for Stubba. Patient had the Epley maneuvers procedure in 2019 for Stubba. The vertigo went away for Stubba. Returned in 2020, and she had the Epley maneuvers again, a comma, and then her vertigo went away for Stubba. Tells me just the last episode was in August of 2023 for Stubba. She described it as a room spinning sensation for Stubba. There's no diplopia, dysarthria in this fascia for Stubba. There's no hemiparesis for Stubba. There's no hemibody sensory changes for Stubba. Next word, past medical history, vertigo next summer. Current medication, Septra next summer, loratadine next summer. Acetaminophen next summer, calcium next summer, Fosamax next of allergies. Patients are allergic to amoxicillin and augmentin, sulfa drugs, and codeine. Next, we have a social history. Patients married. For some patients, has two adult children. For some patients, a marketing consultant. For some patients, does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history. Father was grossly obese and heavy smoker. For some, had a stroke and heart disease. For some, next, we have a review system. A patient had a slight depression. For some, patient also have a vertigo symptoms of first step. Next, we have a diagnostic test. Brain MRI was done, comma, dated September 26th of 2023. First step, it shows evidence of cerebellar. There's no evidence of cerebellopontine angle mass. Of course, of additional periventricular white matter disease. Next, we have impression of one vertigo. For some patient has a recurrent vertigo. For some, Dr. Timothy Scott, a comma, who's an ear, nose, and throat doctor, has been performing Epley maneuvers for her in 2019 and 2020. For some, it was very effective. For some, her vertigo went away. For some, the current MRI shows that she has periventricular white matter disease. So for some, explain to the patient that these are very common findings. For people of her age, for stuff that they are not the cause of the vertigo, for stuff that they are not related to her symptoms. So next, we're a condition explain to patient of the above diagnosis and test results. For stuff explain to patient, let me know immediately if she has any neurological symptoms, such as hemiparesis or hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. For stuff next patient. Next patient last name is Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z. Again, M-E-N-D-E-Z. First name is Javier, J-A-V. IER, then JAV is in Victor IER. Date of birth is October 6th of 2023. Date of birth is July 30th, 1958. Date of birth is October 6th of 2023. Referring physician is P.Thapa. That's a P.THAPA, again, THAPA. Next we have dear Dr. Thapa, I have the pleasure to see JAVIER today for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next, we have Mr. President of the Administration, a 65-year-old male. She complained provided by the daughter for stuff. Next, her patient has sleeping problems. So for stuff, patient usually go to bed at 11 p.m. for stuff, takes a patient about an hour to fall asleep. But for stuff, patient severely loud snoring. For stuff, patient also witnessed process of breathing during sleep. But for stuff, patient sleep is now restorative. For stuff, patient wakes up at 8 a.m. For stuff, his sleep is now restorative. For stuff, patient wakes up feeling dry mouth, headaches, and nasal congestion. For stuff, also patient has significant sleepiness, drowsiness. For stuff, patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. For stuff, next paragraph, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, comma, sitting inactive in a public place, comma, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, comma, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. So, first time, sort of a past medical history. High cholesterol, next summer, high blood pressure, next summer, current medication, metformin, aspirin, atorvastatin, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, Farxiga, Ozempic, testosterone, next summer, allergies, An unknown drug allergies, things were associated with three patients Mary. First time patient does not smoke, third patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Which is family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. The VA system patients are heartburn, first of abdominal pain, first of muscle impression, excessive daytime sleepiness, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, first of these all signs and symptoms, signs and symptoms for obstructive sleep apnea, first of muscular condition, will obtain an overnight quiet sonography study, first of muscular dysfunction, gene amplification. Next patient, last name is N-E-G-R-E-T-E, again, N-E-G-R-E-T-E, first name is Maria, date of visit is September 29, 2023, date of birth is March 25, 1959, referring physician is E.O.S.P.I.N.A.T.A. She is in La Clinica in Concord. Next, we have a chief complaint of stroke. Next, we have history present known as patient is a 64-year-old female color. Chief complaint of stroke of first time is the history is provided by the daughter for step. According to them, time a patient had a stroke in May of 2023. First step, a patient had right facial droop. First step, a patient has right hemiparesis. First step, a patient was evaluated with a brain MRI. First step, a patient was found to have a left basal ganglia MRI stroke. First step, a patient patient also have a CT angiogram. First step, which shows a non-occlusive thrombus in the M1 segment of the left MCA. First up, the next vertebral patient continue to have a mild right hemiparesis, which has improved a lot. First up, currently she's denying any diplopia dysarthria. First up, the patient is continuing aspirin without any side effects. First up, this whatever past medical history, stroke, May 18, 2023, high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. Next to every medication, metformin, aspirin, 81 milligrams per day. Next to every carvedilol, valsartan, rivastatin, insulin. Next to every allergies, no known drug allergies. Next to every social history, patient's riddle. Patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next to every family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do that for the review system. Next to every diagnostic test, a brain MRI was done. In May 18, 2023, first study shows a subacute left basal ganglia stroke. First up, a CT angiogram of the head and neck shows a non-occlusive thrombus in the M1 segment of the left MCA. First up, impression stroke, Go ahead. The four essays, right? Four essays plus the common app. There's two Michigan. Two California, right? Two Michigan, two California, and then the common app, okay? Just look at my email. There are two Southern California and two Michigan. Two of each. Huh? Just look at the email. There are two California and two Michigan. Let me finish this dictation. I'll come, okay? Okay, so a stroke, a left basal ganglia stroke, impressionable one, the stroke, a common left basal ganglia, first up, a patient had an acute stroke found on the brain MRI. Impression number two, diabetes, next number, right hemiparesis, first up, patient has almost completely recovered from that, first up, this is for recommendation, explain to patient and the daughter of the above diagnosis, next number, recommendation, continue to take aspirin, 81 milligrams a day, next number, Crestor, 40 milligrams a day, next number, diabetes treatment per primary care doctor, next number, high blood pressure medication for primary care doctor, first up, the blood pressure range should be in the normal range, first up, next number, explain to patient common sense and symptoms for an acute stroke, which included hemiparesis, body sensory changes, the diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, explain to patient, go to the nearest emergency room if the patient has any signs and symptoms for stroke, next patient, last name is a T as in Thomas, I-L-A, V as in Victor, A-T. First name is Anna, Nancy, I-L-A. Date of visit is October 6th of 2023. Date of birth is October 20th, 1955. Referring physician is Michelle Chung. It's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Last name is a C-H-O-N-G-M-D. And she's in Axis, A-X-I-S. Next one, she complains headache. Next one, history of resident is patients. A 67-year-old male tells me she complains headache of herself. The mature of his type of patient tells me that he's been having headache, mostly in the left ear. And the left ear drum for stuff. The left ear drum has sound for stuff. You're hearing drumming on the left ear for stuff. It sounds like a drum for stuff. And it's ringing left ear for stuff. It's been going on for months for stuff. The patient denies any hemiparesis, hemiparty sensory changes, diplopia, dysosmia, and dysphagia for stuff. Next nerve has medical history, high blood pressure, mixed nerve permeation, and medicine, mixed nerve allergies. Allergies, normal drug allergies, and social history. Patient is married with two children for stuff. Patient's retired. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. No family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Next we have review system. Please do not for the review system. Next we have next we have impression. Next we have diagnostic test. Diagnostic test. MR angiogram. Dated October 3, 2023, for it shows a patent intracranial arteries vasculature with a hemodynamically significant stenosis. Next sort of impression, left ear hearing drumming, D-R-U-M-M-I-N-G, I believe that these are inner ear problem or I believe that these are likely inner ear symptoms that he's describing. But the MR angiogram did not show any aneurysm there's no secular aneurysm for stuff. There's no vascular malformation for stuff. I believe these are inner ear symptoms for stuff. This recommendation explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, I will also order a brain MRI. It is a schedule for October 20th of 2023 for stuff. Next number, I will also start a patient on topamax 25 milligrams once a day. How much to see if that would help the headaches. Next number. Next number also recommendation to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor for further evaluation. Next number recommendation for me on November 6, 2023. First time, next over this marks the gene expectation. Next patient last name is W-A-N-G. First name is S-H-E-L-L-Y. Date of visit is October 6, 2023. Date of birth is June 8, 1962. Next referring physician is Anita Hart, H-E-A-R-D. H-E-A-R-T, Anita Hart, M-D. And next we have a day, Dr. Hart, after pressure, this is Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, today for initial evaluation for snoring. Next we have a patient in a 61-year-old female, she can live snoring for stuff. Patient tells me that she's been snoring very loud for stuff. A patient tells me that she has loud snoring, non-restorative sleep, or for stuff. Patient also witnessed loss of breathing during sleep, or for stuff. Patient wakes up feeling tired, or for stuff. The patient feels fatigued, or for stuff. Patient also for stuff. Next step part of the past medical history. A non-expert past surgical history, non-expert medication, non-expert allergies, patients allergic to alcohol for stuff. Next we have a social history. Patient single. Patient is retired. Patient quit smoking. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Next we have a review system. Patient's hair loss. For stuff. The next step of impression. That's knowing that we start to sleep excessive daytime sleepiness. I will evaluate the patient for obstructive sleep apnea. First time, this one was this month's identification.